The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up later this hour, we'll give you a chance to win two tickets to see Disturbed, the Sickness 25th anniversary tour when it comes to Capital One Arena in March of 2025. So keep listening for your chance to win. We'll give those away before the show is done. Shortly, we should be joined by Jonathan Allen from the Washington Commanders. He joins us for his weekly hit here on the show.
Of course, it's very frustrating, I'm sure, for John and for Skins fans that he's out with a pec injury that looks like he's going to require surgery, going to miss the rest of the season. Has this happened? I know he's been injured before. I feel like he has missed like the back end of a season before.
Yeah, but I don't know if he's missed this big of a chunk of it.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's missed this big of a chunk either. But got to be very, very frustrating.
And if there's one year you want to be, you know, out there with your boys.
This is the year.
This is the year. You've turned everything around. And you're off to a 4-2 start.
Everyone's in a good vibe and a good place. Seems at least
season,
from afar.
His rookie season only played 5 games.
All right, so similar. All right, let's see. I think Drabby's talking to him right now.
Yep, he's joining us right now. Jonathan Allen, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, man.
We were just talking about your rookie season. You had a similar plight, right? You had the Liz Frank injury then, right?
Yeah. Week 5 against San Fran.
What was it like that year, sitting out all that time? What do you remember about that season?
I think what made that season so much tougher was, you know, my wife was still in college. It was really my first time missing injuries. And being a rookie in the league, you know, you want to come in and make an impact. So that, I feel like that time was definitely harder than now, but it never gets easier.
Right.
Yeah.
So can you explain exactly what happened? Did it happen like on one particular play? Was it something that had been bothering you? Is it something maybe that you aggravated lifting weights? Kind of explain to the best of your ability how it all happened.
Yeah, man, it was kind of a freak injury. The play before I went down, I think it was the play before Derrick Henry scored a touchdown, reached out to grab him and just, you know, got my arm yanked back. And, yeah, it kind of happened so quickly. It's hard to really tell what specifically happened, but just come to arm in a weird way, and that was that.
And so did it, you know, when you see a pec tear, like with like weightlifter guys, it like turns purple. I mean, it's really disgusting. Is that what happened?
So that is not what happened with my pec. My pec didn't tear off like that.
Okay.
But it's weird. Like, you look at my pec, it doesn't look too bad, but you know, I had the X-ray and MRI, so
yeah.
Unfortunate, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's part of the football.
Can you lift your arms normally and all that stuff? You got a baby on the way.
Yeah. Look, I got an awesome wife who's going to be taking care of me until it's time for me to take care of her.
Wow. Right. When is your surgery scheduled?
This morning.
Oh, oh my God.
Man, are you're on your way to the hospital right now?
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Oh my God! Do you how many times have you done that? How many times have you had surgery?
This will be my 5th surgery. Ooh, I had 2 shoulders, a pec, a knee, and then a.
They're the real deal. Like, you get a little bit angry. I mean, you're kind of a grizzled veteran, but I mean, I don't think people understand if you haven't had surgery before. It's intense. The rehab is intense.
But he's going to get that Propofol at least during the surgery.
I know,
he's not
going to
care.
Like, but first of all, you got to walk around with that gown and your ass sticking out. That's brutal.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
I hate that.
It's humiliating.
It's humiliating. You go into your locker, get your butt hanging out. Oh, it's brutal. But then just like the rehab sucks. The pain, just like getting on, like when the nerve block or whatever goes off, then the pain kicks in. Like, can you describe, like, are you used to it or do you dread it?
Well, you know, what I always tell people is people only see the good parts about playing in the league and the money and the fame and the title that comes with it. But there's a lot of other things that come with it as well.
Right.
You know, what I always tell people is if you're motivated by money, eventually you're going to look at it and be like, it's not worth it. So money doesn't really motivate me. I'm going to be just hungry now as I was coming back from my rookie year, and I'm looking forward to it. And does it suck? Yeah, but everyone has a job and everyone has a part of that job that sucks, which just happens to be my part of it.
So when you came after the injury, you came off the field and you're on the sideline, did you know, all right, this is it? Or did you think it was as bad as it was?
It's kind of hard to tell because a lot of times the more severe injuries, you don't really have a lot of pain. So for me, I really wasn't in a lot of pain. It just didn't feel like I had a lot of power. So I was kind of hopeful. I've never really had a pec injury, so I didn't know. So I was kind of hopeful that it would only be a week or two. But you know, after that ride, I kind of cleared everything up for us.
I feel guilt for having it's not a muscular pec, but it's functional. Like my,
will you
my,
give him your pec? Oh, yeah. I don't think he wants it.
Give him your man boob.
I would give him my flimsy pec in a heartbeat if he could stay on the field.
Hey, John, I wouldn't want it if I was you.
But I would give it. Yeah. I would give it to you, Jonathan.
Right.
You
what's your max you've ever benched, Cates?
I mean, probably 155. I mean, it's laughable. But again, it's functional.
Right. It's hilarious.
I wish I could do that for
John,
you, John.
Can we talk about the game a little bit before the injury? I know it sucks. What was sort of your take on that? You know, how do you feel the guys are going to fill in for you? Johnny Newton, I mean, we keep hearing all these great things about him. I mean, is he ready to step in? Is it going to take him some time?
It's hard to say if someone's ready or not because you don't know until they get out there. But what I can say is I can't think of a better guy to step into the situation. A young guy with a lot to prove and a work ethic to match it. I mean, I'm excited. I talked to him, and I told him I'm excited to see what he's able to do with more opportunity of being the guy. So, man, I'm in the room for him. I'm going to still be around to help out any way I can. And, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to see how he grows as a player over the next year.
What happened on Sunday? It just seemed like just couldn't slow him down. I mean, just Derrick Henry's just too much. Lamar just too talented, it felt like.
Yeah, when you go against a team like the Ravens, you can't shoot yourself in the foot. You can't have a lot of miscues. And they're going to attack your gaps, and they're going to attack your discipline and your edges. And 10 guys doing it right, and one guy not doing it wrong, they're going to find the weakness. I think we started off strong, being able to get some turnovers, let up some big plays in the spring games and a couple plays here on our edges. But, you know, just penalties on crucial spots, hurt. It's hard to point it out one thing in particular, but I would say, you know, just obviously want to play the run a little bit better. People are going to look at the number and say, oh, they had a terrible day on the ground. Like, it wasn't as bad as it looked in the stat sheet. I think we held up at times. And then at the end of the game, it just kind of got away from us a little bit.
John, how frustrating is it that it seems like the team has finally hit on its quarterback after so many years that you've been here where, you know, they've been, you know, on a quarterback carousel, the team is ascending, 4-2 record, and then just out of nowhere, this injury happens. It just sidelines you. It has to just suck.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, God has a plan, and his plan is never wrong. And when you're in the midst of it, it's easy to feel the woe is me and have everybody, you know, want to feel bad for you. But at the end of the day, he has a plan that I'm going to be faithful to and see it through. And trust me, the good thing about our situation is as long as we have Jalen, we have a chance. So I highly doubt this is going to be the only year that we're going to have an opportunity to play some good football late in the season, and I'm looking forward to coming back stronger than ever.
Hey, John, you know, most of the backs in the league are certainly not Derrick Henry's size. I mean, he's 6'2", 6'3", 250 pounds. So based on the normal size of a back, what's the preparation for tackling, you know, leading up to a game where you got Derrick Henry, who's going to be, you know, the biggest back you face, 6'3", 250?
Well, I mean, it really just depends on the position you're asking. For a defensive lineman, I mean, I'm 300 pounds. So, like, how I tackle is genuinely going to be similar. Now, for the smaller guys on the back end, how they have, obviously you want to go lower. But I think the most important thing is controlling the line of scrimmage and rallying into the ball, having 11 guys there.
Were you tight with Derrick Henry back in Alabama?
Yeah. We came in together in the same class. Yeah, super cool. Talked to him for a little bit on the field. Good dude.
When you first saw him, because to fans, it's surprising that he's a running back. Were you surprised?
Man, we first get into Bama, there's so much going on. Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about it. I mean, I've never seen anything like it, but I was so focused on what I had to do, I couldn't even have time to comprehend what was going on.
What was his trajectory? Like, remind me, how quickly was he on the field?
So, you got to remember, when I first came into Bama, it was him and Alvin Kamara in the same class.
Wow.
And and Alvin Kamara was actually ahead of him before he got hurt, and then Derrick Henry started jumping up, and it wasn't until the end of his freshman year that he really started playing.
Right. Right.
Yeah, there's just nothing but studs.
Right. Kamara just said, I got to bounce to Tennessee to get playing time now.
Because Derrick Henry's the man. Yeah. So kind of give us a breakdown of what you think the rotation's going to be now that you're out at that tackle at DT spot.
Well, it's definitely going to be Payne leading the charge for the D tackles, but I have a lot of confidence in Phil and a lot of confidence in JV. And Sheldon Day is going to be a guy, 9-year vet out of Notre Dame. I know people might not know his name, but Vikings fan remember him. He's a hell of a player and a hell of a leader. So I'm excited to see him get an opportunity in this league. You know, opportunities come few and far between. So I know he's going to step in. He's going to have a big impact on this team.
Mm-hmm.
What have you seen from Jaden? Are you surprised at this point? Or, like, just what's been your overall impression now, 5-6 weeks in?
Now, I'm a believer. When somebody shows you who they are, you got to believe it. I mean, obviously, he's playing at a very high level, and there's going to be trials and tribulations. But I feel like when I looked at him in that Baltimore game, when things weren't looking great and our backs were against the wall, still looked like the same Jaden Daniels we've seen all season. So that was very exciting to see. And I think you learn a lot about a lot of people in games like Baltimore. So I was very excited with what I saw.
Yeah, he said afterwards when they asked him about how important the game was, you know, the rivalry of it all, he's sort of the Baltimore-Washington, he said for him it was just another game, you know, and I was actually blown away by that, but I believed him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's October, it's early. There's a lot of football left to be played, and this team is still young, we're still growing, and we still have a lot to prove, so... Was it a big game? Yeah, but it was a big game because it was our next game. And the same mentality we have for this game, we're going to be taking into Carolina. So you don't rise to the occasion, you fall back on your training. If you fall back at a high level and if you train at a high level, that's just how you are week in and week out.
Did you go through the film with the staff or were you still just concerned with your injury?
I didn't get a chance to go through the staff, but I kind of watched it on my own yesterday.
Right. I was just wondering, like, how that went. Like, are they like, on your asses? Like, the whole tell you the truth Monday? Like, are they, like, jerks about it? Or, like, what's that like?
I think it's no matter what happens, good or bad, I think it's important to be honest. And I think you can be honest without being a dick. You know what I mean? Now, obviously, there's a time and a place for it, and I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't, but... There's a time where they're like, all right, like, we're not getting through to the guys. This is how it needs to come across. And they do that when it's need be. Now, how they went this game, I'm not sure because I wasn't in there for that. But there was games where they come out and say it's flat out, it wasn't good enough. And there's other games they come in and say we're close, even when no one outside the room believes it. So it really just depends, you know, on the game.
Right. Right.
I know that you always say, you know, the NFL is unpredictable and any team can beat anybody. But how are you, even though you're not going to be out there, how are you feeling about the Panther game on Sunday?
I feel confident. I like our team's chances. At the end of the day, anybody can beat me on any day. So I know that the thing that's going to be important for us is going there with an attitude and a mentality. We don't care who we're playing. They know what they're going to get. And I think that's what we're going to bring. So I'm looking forward to seeing it.
What is your role going to be moving forward? I know it's a little bit of an unknown because you're on your way to get this procedure done. But assuming there's no setbacks, it's kind of a standard rehab for you. How do you envision yourself? Like, are you going to be at the home games? Are you going to be in the facility every day? Are you going to be working out? Like, can you kind of give us what you expect your routine to be?
Yeah, we're gonna have to see how it goes as I go along and how I progress. I don't think I can give you a definite answer, you know, right now, but... We're trying to be around as much as possible.
Right, right.
Well, Jonathan, we want to thank you for taking time, not only this season, but last season as well. You've been with us for 2 years. This is going to be your final appearance on the show as you get this surgery and get into your rehab. But we want to tell you that we're rooting for you, and we really appreciate all the time you've given us over the past few years.
Best of luck.
If you want to call in and break our balls, please do that. Please.
And best of luck with the new baby.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys.
That's huge.
Yeah. Good luck with all that, and we'll be in touch for sure. Just sucks that it ends like this, but we know that you'll be back stronger than ever. Yep. Thank you, buddy.
All right, man. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, man. Of course.
All right, that's John Allen, everybody. He's got to worry about rehab, and he's on his way to get his procedure right now. So I think
that still took time out to call us. So that was
very
cool
of him.
Yeah.
I looked up. So he mentioned Alvin Kamara was there with Derrick Henry his freshman year, which is 2013. Also in the backfield, TJ Yeldon and Kenyon Drake.
Both pros. I mean,
if you looked at that whole roster, it's probably 50 pros.
Yeah.
I mean, it's stupid.
I mean, it's...
Nick Saban has sent so many dudes to the pros. It's absurd.
Yeah.
So that was Jonathan Allen's final appearance on the show this season. Jonathan Allen presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
I feel bad. It's like we're acting like he's dying. No, he's not dying. He's
He's gonna have a surgery. He'll be fine.
He's got to worry about rehab and everything.
I mean, it sucks that we can't have him on the rest of the year.
Yeah,
but we'll get somebody else to come on and
Recover from the pec injury. Like, to me, and I'm sure Aiden Hutchinson will be fine. But breaking that leg
that's way worse.
Yeah.
Although bones do heal.
I did see a story yesterday that they said there's a chance if they got to the
Campbell
Super Bowl.
Campbell was saying, yeah, he's not ruling him out.
He's not ruling out. If I had to put money on it, I'm saying
is it a compound fracture? Like it sticks through?
I don't think so.
I don't think it's that serious.
Didn't seem like
a compound. You might have a fighting chance.
If they get to the Super Bowl.
Look pretty miserable, though.
Yeah. So we are wishing Jonathan Allen nothing but the best. He's been very cool to this show over the past couple of years. So hopefully that surgery and rehab goes well. We're the Junkies. We'll be right back. Coming up before the show is done, we will give you a chance to win two tickets to see Disturbed, the Sickness 25th anniversary tour. Coming to Capital One Arena March of 2025. So keep listening for your chance to win.
You know, I wanted to give you guys a quick update. Remember how I ordered those golf training aids off Temu?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten two of the three delivered.
Okay.
And exactly as advertised.
What are the aids?
One of them is that, you know, I didn't want to pay for the real. I got a knockoff orange whip stick. You don't know. Valdez knows what it is. So it's like a tempo thing.
Okay.
So instead of paying like $100, I think I paid like 20.
Is that like the warm-up clubs?
Right. Kind of like a warm-up club. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, like I just want to try it.
It's like a stick with a ball on it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I've seen those. Real whippy and flat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to help
guys
you with
warm
tempo.
Up with it.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to try it. Huh? I got that. And then just another like alignment stick thing that, you know, it's like a base plate where I put it in. It's like, you know, when you have it in the air, like swing around the alignment sticks. I have a couple other versions of it, but
you're happy with them. All right, good.
Good. I mean, weren't rickety, didn't fall apart as soon as it came out of the box.
Part of me dies inside because I know they're using like slave labor and it's just awful.
But you got 80% off, basically.
I mean, it's like 80%.
That's pretty much how everything is.
Wearing Nike for years, right?
Yeah. I boycotted for a while, bought some Pumas, but
you bought them or actually did you get gifted them?
No, I paid.
Look at that.
But my daughter wants one of those, not a wooden one, but you know those like smushy box jump things? You know what they are. The box is you tilt them on different sides, okay. And you jump 20 inches, 24, whatever. So she wants one.
Okay.
And I was going to order one on Amazon. Those things are like 100 some bucks. I looked on Temu, half price. So I'm going to get one on Temu.
Dude, I could probably give you some for free that we've kept.
Oh,
they're plyo boxes.
Even better.
No, they're not the smushy
JP
ones.
Move. I don't want some thing that's going to like carve her shins up if she.
They're metal. They're metal plyometric
money
boxes.
Metal boxes. He's got them for you if you want them.
They're in my garage. Like,
they sound
I don't
nubby.
Think Jess would notice.
I think I want the cushy ones.
That's fine.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
He wants to offload on you.
Yeah,
he wants to declutter.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
He's trying to offload. They're good. I mean, one of them is like really tall.
One box in, one box out.
Yeah. No. I just want to get the little cushy things. You know what they are. You've seen them at the gym.
To do box jumps.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times JP, during the commercial breaks, has taken his shoe off, trying to get the glass out of his
foot.
Can't
get it out. A bunch of listeners have given me advice.
I mean, you can't get it out.
I can't get it out.
You need to go somewhere.
Well, I don't have long fingernails. My fingernails are...
Who cares? Just... No one uses fingernails.
But I just need to get something right in there and dig it out.
You need a sewing needle.
Yeah, get a needle.
And you need to sterilize it.
Yeah,
sterilize that blicky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because now it's it, it
It's probably not hurt, but I can't put
in there more.
Oh, when I'm walking, I'm limp because you can't really put pressure on that spot.
I can't believe you're here.
It sucks.
You're a clown. I would not be here.
How bad
I would be in the emergency
room.
How
bad does it hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt like right now, but when
but
I
say when you put pressure on it.
Yeah, like a splinter. Yeah,
1 to 10. What's your
pain?
What's your pain?
Two. When I mean, it's an annoying splinter.
Two. If I had a splinter or a piece of glass, you actually have glass, but you're comparing it to a splinter. If I had a piece of glass in my foot and I couldn't get it out, it would be a crisis. The entire country would know about it.
Something about you strikes me as you're not a good patient.
I'd be
you're like
freaking
the world's worst patient.
I'd be freaking out. I'd be like, get this thing out of my body. It freaking hurts. I'd go screaming to the emergency room if I couldn't dig it out.
I'll dig it out. I just need time. It's hard enough just to contort my leg and foot.
You've had nothing but time during the break.
Who's going to get it out, you or your wife?
Probably my wife. Yeah. Problem is she's working. Yeah. She's got a dance lesson. Then I got to coach soccer.
You got to wait till like
9 o'clock.
It might
be until like 8 p.m.
Oh. Has she fallen in love with her dancer yet?
No.
You're
not
sure?
As far as I know.
Yeah.
Remember, he said that she wasn't going to.
Yeah. I know he said that because, you know, he's not interested per se.
Mm-hmm.
But that could change.
What is his name again?
Alex.
Maybe Alex.
Alexander.
Maybe he wants to give it a whirl.
I dance with Jess. I'm going to sweep it off her feet.
Yeah, is he Russian or anything?
He's definitely Russian. 100%
Russian.
Why do you think I'm doing my Russian accent?
Yeah.
All right, I can't remember. I thought maybe you were just guessing.
No, I believe JP said Russian dude.
All right.
Oh, so by the way, when you make outlandish statements like Jaden Daniels is going to be the greatest quarterback ever.
I've never said that.
Instead of saying I flip over my skis or jump over my ski, whatever it is.
I said over my skis.
Jump the gun.
Maybe I'm
jumping the gun.
Or go out on a limb.
Yeah, or maybe I'm going out on a limb here.
That's fine.
Get ahead of yourself.
There you go.
I'm being a little bit outrageous because it's what I do, but I believe it.
I know you believe it.
And I didn't say the greatest of all time.
And you know what? Barry Zwerluga believes
it. He agrees with me.
I know.
I don't say the greatest of all time. I'm just saying, like, he phrased it better. Generational. That's what I think. I think he's generational.
By the way, I'm officially over... I'm 99% over calling people goats. I think it's too
prevalent.
It's too many times. It's losing its
but
luster.
There are about as far as I'm concerned, about a half dozen to a dozen goats.
There should only be one per sport.
Basically,
you can't have multiple goats in a sport.
You might at different positions.
Yeah, that's true.
You might at different positions.
All right.
I mean,
you can make an argument there.
Yeah.
Well, you could say the same for basketball,
I'm just putting it out there that I've had enough goats.
I actually like the goat term. I'm still in on it.
I'm also
He's
over
pro goat.
Here's another one goat. I'm over.
You know what?
I'm gonna get
him a baby goat for Christmas.
I'm just saying I'm over that.
You are?
Yeah.
All right.
I hope I don't use it a lot.
Well, that makes
it's not like, so that just like means a crutch that I don't know about.
Now that he hates that, the three of us will always
Please
use that.
Don't. Please don't.
Just
please
to,
don't.
Just to irk you.
Please don't troll me. I feel like I'm already getting trolled about Bilal Coulibaly, the player I discovered from France while I was over scouting Wemby.
I mean, you discovered a mediocre player.
I discovered a guy who's ascending.
Yeah.
And you guys just don't see the ascent like I do.
No,
I hope you're right.
I hope I'm right too.
Hey, he had a 21 point game. I'm just saying.
Oh God.
I'm just saying.
Just the worst.
And maybe he can become a goat. You
know? Please don't.
You just never know.
This is just awful. Just hack upon hack upon hack.
Who says it that tortures you the most though? Like, have you seen it recently on
Which
TV?
One? Goat?
No, I'm just saying.
I just feel like it's a played out. Old term.
I don't really.
It's overused.
I don't think I come across it very often.
I mean, I guess
it's usually at the end, right?
I guess I hear. Yeah,
they say something. They go, "Just saying."
It's for emphasis at the end,
right?
And it's not necessary, in my opinion.
Mm.
It's just
what else bothers you?
I got a lot of pet peeves. I got a lot of them.
But your wife doesn't have any about you. What's one pet peeve that your wife has about you?
About me?
Yeah, one.
Mm.
Tell me one. Because I could give it, JP and I could give you 100. Teresa could give it probably 100 about Jason. Just give me one pet peeve that Amy has
peeve.
For you. Hey, I've never seen
I don't
anything.
Know. This
topic
I don't know.
Never gets
I mean,
old for me.
I mean, I could ask her, but she'd probably come up with none.
None.
That
right.
I could think of.
Right.
Unless she has, you just hold
there's
like,
nothing
do you
do. Do you
always put your dishes away? Just things like that.
That's, so is it just a joyous thing? Are there just like angels in your house? Like singing? I mean, maybe, and like, maybe, what is it like in your house?
Like, I'll give you a pet peeve of
I am
my,
guilty of like I'll cook eggs in a skillet and then I'll either leave it on the stove.
Of course you're a guy.
Or I'll soak it and then I'll forget about it.
Of
and
course.
She always winds up like doing the skillet.
Right.
Like maybe that's
does she give you a hard time about it?
No.
She says nothing.
No.
What is going on in that house?
Do you have her?
Do you have her like?
You saying like I'm a Svengali?
Do you have her like hypnotized?
No,
or something?
I do not. I've not hypnotized my wife. By the way, hypnosis is dumb. If you feel like you've been hypnotized or act like you've been hypnotized, in my opinion, you're a simpleton.
Whose wife of 30 years...
I think it's actually the opposite.
Whose wife of 30 years doesn't hate
I'm too
resent
smart
their husbands?
To be hypnotized.
Or she's just... She doesn't get annoyed by little things. Like, a lot of people get annoyed by little things. This is something that annoys me. I hate when the toilet paper is not facing down.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Annoying.
See, it's annoying to him.
Annoying. You want my over, wife not
just,
under.
My wife... Oh, yes.
It should never be an under.
My wife haphazardly puts the toilet paper...
Just because you want to hit your
it always be coming this way.
I know, but what's the difference? I don't care about that.
It takes a,
I tend to do it
a split second to
who
change
cares?
It.
Who cares?
It's the natural. Right. It's the natural order of things. Right. That's They're, why.
You know what? Strange. Very strange people.
No, I know. Everybody has their things.
Yeah.
Like, but that's I think common.
I don't create a fight about it. No. I just change it. And I'm
not
like,
common.
You know why? Why would somebody uncommon. Do under?
Like if you go into a public bathroom, well, it's always coming over the top. It's never from under. It shouldn't.
Of
be.
Of course, if you go to a nice hotel
well, what's
and they
the difference?
If you go to a nice hotel and they do like a little,
yeah, they fold.
Sometimes
it.
They do a little fold and triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
you
but
can't
we,
do that. From
you don't
under.
Live in a. You don't live in a Ritz. You live in the house.
Someone never house stayed with... in a Ritz, probably.
Probably not. Hey. Probably. In terms of like the rank of being one of the best husbands,
I mean, I don't even know if he's a good husband.
He's the goat.
She may just ignore everything. No, she just might ignore it all. She might
eat
it.
A great husband. He leaves his pans in the sink like everybody else. It's just that his wife gives it a pass.
We're trying to remember like who coined the phrase. I'm just saying it was an O.J. Simpsonism.
Is it really?
Yes.
From what?
From way back in the day?
No, no, and all Monday of his Night Twitter Football? Videos. No, oh, all of his Twitter videos that he did.
Oh, let me hear.
It wasn't said before that?
I mean, it existed.
Damn.
He popularized
Jeffrey
it.
Jeffrey Toobin? At least Pee Wee Herman was in an X-rated movie theater. I'm just saying.
I do remember that video, but...
Yeah, he's got a billion. I'm just saying.
No wonder it tilts me.
Is that what Google told you? No one else said it before?
No, we knew someone really popularized it. And it finally hit us. It was
OJ. Toobin.
Yeah. Jeffrey.
You hear his name, that's the only thing you think about now.
If OJ is goofing on you, then you know it's bad. If OJ is goofing on you, you know you reach new lows.
See, back on TV, he can't be back on TV.
Toobin? No, Toobin? He doesn't make appearances, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I think so. They, you know,
make sure you turn off that Zoom camera.
Too many people got busted. There are like thousands of people, maybe millions, that got busted like with their lovers walking around in the background. Some guy
millions.
With no pants. No, you see the stories all the time.
I've seen one or two.
It happened to a ton of people.
So getting back to that video that we saw of the idiot Raven fan.
Well, he's a clown.
He's already been fired, right?
Oh,
he had
yes.
to have been fired.
Fired. Oh,
they lost
fired
his job.
What, yesterday
lost his
afternoon job. They fired him? Or like when they
fired
him?
Probably.
I know, when they find
that
out.
That video couldn't have gone more viral. It's on TMZ. It's everywhere.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So he's Dunsky.
Done. What probably going to go to jail.
What a moron.
Yeah,
what a complete fool.
He had 50 Natty Bows during the game, and then he went and was hunting down Commanders fans out on the streets of Baltimore.
Mm. Probably had a good.
Them.
Probably had a good job.
I mean, I don't know how
like
good
it.
His job was.
Sales executive.
Sure.
Sales
he had a professional picture. John Jack Callis.
What a dum-dum.
He's a big dude. I'm not saying anything about him.
I wish Jonathan Allen was out there.
Punch you from a jail cell.
You know who he kind of reminded me of? Just physical stature and build was
Drunk Mike.
That would be a negative.
I haven't talked to that guy in 20 years.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, he sent me a text maybe in the last couple of months.
So he's still alive?
Oh, yeah.
I think he lives over there by Kentonaris.
Now, you brought up Fatty Liver earlier in the show.
I'd place a big bet.
Fatty liver.
But I see all these things
like... Damaged liver.
I see all these things like, you know, if you put a little turmeric in lemon in your water, you can fix it in like a week or something.
You fix your liver with turmeric in your water?
Yeah, like, you know.
You know, you're not in the same algorithm on Instagram as I am. You're watching different videos.
I actually think that fatty liver is something that you can fix pretty quickly.
I have no idea.
I think that's true.
Just hope I don't have one. Yeah. All right, when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win two tickets to go see Disturbed when they come to Capital One Arena in March. So keep listening for your chance to win, because it's coming up next. Coming up in about 8 or 9 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Disturbed. So keep listening for your chance to win to see them at Capital One Arena March 17th of 2025. Jason, did you know that on Monday night, there are not one, but two Monday night football games? Are you aware of this?
I did see that.
Now,
I can't remember what the matchups are, but I did see there were a couple Monday night games.
The first game airs on ESPN.
What time? 7?
Ravens at the Buccaneers. That's an 8:15 kick.
That's the first one?
That's the first game.
Ugh.
Your second game, Chargers at the Cardinals. 9 p.m. kick.
Yeah, it's too late.
But here's the wrinkle. And this doesn't really affect you because you'll already be in bed. The second game is airing exclusively on ESPN Plus.
I've got ESPN Plus.
So you better have ESPN Plus or you're not going to get to see Kyler Murray get sacked about 5 or 6 times by the Chargers defense. You better have that
capability. And how many teams are on bye? 2 this week? Bears, Cowboys.
Bears and Cowboys are the only two teams on bye in week 7.
I'll tell you what, the fantasy lineups are going to look really screwed up when there are 5 or 6 teams on bye. 6 teams.
Yeah, so just 2 teams on bye this week. Week 8? Is it possible there are no teams on bye in week 8? That's what I'm looking at.
I don't believe
at.
There are any teams on bye on week 8. Week 9, Steelers, 49ers.
Yeah.
And then maybe week 10 is when they start to ramp it up a little bit.
Yeah.
4 teams on bye in week 10.
Yeah. So just wanted to get out there. If you don't have ESPN Plus, you're going to miss that second Monday night game next Monday night.
Mm. When's it going to be where like all these games are like pay-per-view? Oh, it's going to be annoying.
Probably 5 years from now.
Probably not that far.
It's going to be so annoying.
Heading down that road. Off.
I know. Everything's going to be freaking pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. And you're probably still going to have to buy some crap in bulk. It's just going to suck.
I still have to remember to send Mike his taste of the parlay. Right. The parlay win. I believe I skimmed like $1.60 off of each of your wins.
Did?
To put back on the FanDuel pile.
You could have taken like
$5. It's fine. It's all good.
Yeah.
I just took a little bit. I just took a little tiny taste.
I didn't take any when I distributed money to you guys.
Yeah, well, you're different. Why don't we you run your book differently than I do.
Why don't we just each give them $10 and we never have to hear this again? Like, I'll pay my $10. You know what I mean? Like, I'll just pay in advance. Right? Wouldn't that cover it? Maybe $20.
Sure. Probably do the math. 11 games.
I need to be bankrolled.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll pay for it.
I'll nev you back $10.
No, you don't have to do that. I'll just take a little bit off the top when I send you the money.
By the way, is anybody want to? I think we're gonna hit another one.
Oh, you're getting over your skis.
I think we're gonna hit another one.
No, I think we'll hit another one. Not this week.
No,
but
this year.
Yeah, I think we'll hit another one.
We almost hit one the week before.
We're like really good at this. We might have found our niche.
Is this it?
We might have found our niche. Like, we're just better at this.
I am going to put I'm going to tail our bet every time from now on out. And because hopefully it hits.
Because you're convinced.
A personal one.
You're convinced that we're good at it.
I get my taste of ours, and then I'll get the whole thing.
No, I understand why you're doing it, but you're doing it because you actually think we have an edge.
I think it's a solid approach.
Even our misses aren't that bad.
Why are we so good at this?
We're all over it.
Why are we so good at this?
I don't know.
We're kind of like touched by God.
To hell with
like
the rest
Herolibus
of the season.
Vulgaris of the touchdown.
Nobody
parlays.
Understands that reference.
It was a poker reference.
Getting back to something earlier in the show, speaking of things we're good at, a lot of us claim to be good at cooking steak, and I think the Junkies Steak Off is gathering momentum.
It's in motion.
I think it's growing legs.
Well, who else is going to? I got to get permission from the building.
Okay.
But what I'm thinking is we could do it this Friday out on the loading dock.
This Friday? Wow, that's
quick. Well, I mean, if we talk a big game, we got to make these things happen.
Okay.
All right, maybe next Friday, but. Expert tailgate Ted, listener of the show.
He's an expert.
He's willing to bring his grill down here.
Okay.
Help us set it up, be a judge, or Lurch and JP can be a judge.
Okay. Mm,
I know EB wants to cook a steak. I know
Mar wants to cook a steak. I know Valdez will want to.
Valdez should be in it. He claims to be an expert.
You would want to. Wouldn't you want to?
Yeah, I didn't. I thought this was an Eric versus Mar thing. But
who cares?
I
want to know who cooks the best steak.
Yeah.
What kind of meat should we use?
Your choice.
No, it's not your choice. No.
Why?
Everybody has to have the same cut of meat.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I would bring in a choice filet and then wow everybody.
I know, but that's not everybody likes filet, though.
We'll send cakes to...
I like a fattier steak.
We'll send cakes to Wegmans. He'll pay for it. The family pack strip steaks.
New York strip sillies?
Yep.
I mean, that's fine. I
prefer filets, but I was hyping up
flat iron steaks.
I'm going to go to Costco, though.
Of course, Cakes likes a filet.
Better.
A dainty little
filet.
I know.
Yeah, medallion. Cakes is a 4-ounce medallion kind of filet guy.
Least shocking thing. Yeah. You know what? We had a freaking porterhouse cake with a big ass bone in it.
I do like the Costco filets.
Well,
they're nice.
Delicious.
I like steaks that clog your arteries.
Don't let these steak haters really talk you off of what you like.
You're going to have a lot of fat in there and everything. Make it good and juicy.
So, EB, should we each bring our own side from home?
Sure.
No, we need a
side. It's all about the sides. He's very excited.
Well, then we have to bring in like silly plates.
This is very intricate. This is becoming.
we're doing a side challenge with it. A side quest.
Side quest. Yeah.
I mean, can't we just keep it at steaks?
I'm going to bring in bok choy if I bring in.
You're going to
bring in the bok choy.
Why? Bok choy's silly.
I got an ace up my sleeve. I'm going to bring.
How do you prepare the bok choy?
You just steam it. And they put a little oyster sauce on it, and that's all you need.
Maybe it's better than I'm imagining.
Of course you'll like it. It's just like it's.
Mike Moore will bring his loaded baked potato.
I don't know how to describe it.
Chinese cabbage,
kinda. Yeah.
Ooh, cabbage. I'm not a big fan.
Yum.
It's like
cabbage.
It's more like
I'll take the baked potato.
It's not. It's. Whatever.
Cabbage
it's
is
green. It's not cabbage. It's green. Cabbage.
It's described. I went to Wikipedia. It said Chinese cabbage.
Okay, I don't care what Wiki says. It's more like
if you have cabbage,
like kind of like cooked romaine lettuce or something. It's more than it's not.
You know what?
Cabbage.
Your cabbage is the.
I mean, it literally says it is a type of Chinese cabbage.
I know, but all right, whatever.
All right, we're not going to be grading the sides. We're going to be grading the steak.
We do whatever we want.
Correct.
I think maybe it would influence some people if they had had the same score for the steak and someone had a better side.
Right.
Sides like your tiebreaker.
I'll bring in some. I'll bring in mac and cheese.
We can
figure
all this out. If people want to bring in different cuts of steak, I guess they could do that.
Cream spinach.
No, we need the same cuts of steak.
Need a control.
Yes.
I feel like that's
like
the best
that,
way.
I feel like people should have their own, and you just. And
things come to vote. I'm with you, EB.
I
should
like
be BYOS. Bring your own steak.
You bring whatever you think is the.
Yeah, because if you want to bring a filet, you want to bring a filet. You want to bring a porterhouse.
And it should almost be blind taste test.
Maybe Tailgate Ted hates fatty steaks.
Well,
likes filets.
If you're gonna do blind, it has to be same.
It was gonna be blind.
Right.
That was kind of the.
All right.
Blind is the way to do it.
Mm. Okay, so we'll do the same. You guys pick it. If you want to do New York Strip, I like New York Strip.
We'll figure it out.
I mean, I haven't had a New York strip in a while. I usually get filets.
You always get filets?
Pretty much.
You're in a box.
they're good.
They're delicious.
I didn't want you right outside your box.
I just usually don't when I get... I don't go to a steakhouse that often, but when I do, I usually get a filet.
All right, we're going to hook up caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067.
And it's yummy.
You're going to score two tickets to see Disturb the Sickness 25th Anniversary Tour Monday, March 17th.
Name that Disturb song.
I'm talking to the guy who eats tacos every Tuesday.
At
so of course
Capital One Arena. I mean, I can't get the read in. Tickets on sale to the general public Friday, October 18th at 10 a.m. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events.
Can't wait. It's Taco Tuesday.
So 10th caller will win. What are you doing? Chicken? Steak tacos?
I don't know.
Shrimp?
I got to talk to the wifey.
Fish tacos?
Maybe.
All right, probably be the exact same thing you had last Tuesday.
We got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.